At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Lombardi Line, as we welcome you back here on a Thursday. We're into June, Michael Lombardi, the second. We've got the NBA Finals kicking off tonight. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Amal Shaw, your boy, is going to join us coming up in about 12 minutes. So we'll see what kind of mood Mr. Shaw is in. By the way, I if you haven't posted it yet, let me not walk on it. But I must say, I got a peek at it. It looks like it's going to be a VSiN article you wrote about the Eagles. Yeah. I don't think it's been posted yet. You can tell me if I'm misrepresenting
this. No, I think it'll
go
up soon. I sent it earlier this morning because time difference. I'm on the East Coast, West Coast. But what I try to do, you know, we had Marcus Hayes on the show, who was great. We got to have him back again. Talking about the Eagles winning 18 games in a 17-game schedule, which I love that line. I included it. But I wanted to peel it back a little bit for – you know, I like the Eagles to win the over, to go over too.
9.5.
But I'm not sure, at 9.5, right?
Yep.
But to me, I think this enthusiasm for where they're going is kind of a little off balance. And what the point of my column is simply this. Look, if you go back and analyze, and I said this to Femi on the pod today, tell me a good team they beat last year. You can't answer me.
Nope, not off the top of my head, no.
Well, I mean, they played 6 really good quarterbacks. They played Brady twice, lost. They played Justin Herbert, lost. They played Derek Carr, lost. They played Patrick Mahomes, lost. They played Dak Prescott, lost. Lost all those games. Every one of those. And here's the thing that's even more amazing. In those 6 games, the ball was only on the ground by the opponent 36 times. The team scored 16 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. My point of the column is Philly might be a really good regular season team. It might be a really good regular season team. Hard to play because of the run game. You know, they get the lead. When they gained 200 yards, they were 5-1 in games. When they gained less than 150, they were 5-5. I mean, they were 3-6, excuse me. They only passed for 300 yards twice during the season, you know. And so, to me, there's a lot. And this whole, the genesis of the column kind of started, Patrick, as you read, because Nick Sirianni said, we really don't need an offseason program. We're going to scale it back. We're just worried about being healthy. And that just made the hair on the back, my back stand up. Because football's a game you got to practice. Young players need to improve. I said this on the show last year. I thought the Eagles were out of shape last year. Fletcher Cox was overweight. He wasn't the same player. I thought their whole team was because they don't practice hard enough. Now, I agree. You've got to stay smart, not have injuries. But football is a game that requires practice, all due respect to Allen Iverson. You're going to have to practice tackling, practice pad level. Now, I'm not saying tackle to the ground and beat each other up, but you got to practice smart.
I don't want to step on it. The article's great, I told you. There's just a lot of nuggets because the Eagles are kind of the it team right now, our very own Matt. And for a lot of good reasons, but you point to a few things, and I won't give them all, but obviously a 2-5 start to the season coordinates with what you just said there about conditioning. But how about this? And you mentioned their 9 wins last year, the Eagles. Their nine wins came against Atlanta, Carolina, Detroit, Denver, New Orleans, the Giants, Washington twice, and the Jets. Frankly, they didn't beat a good team.
They didn't beat anybody, right?
It's unbelievable. When I see it in print, it's actually alarming.
It really is. And so, look, I'm all for them having a good regular season. I'm with Matty Humans on that. But I think they're not a good playoff team until they prove they can throw the football. Now, will A.J. Brown make all that difference to throw the ball? We shall see. That's the conversation. Never has I thought a receiver would make the passing game. I always thought the quarterback makes the passing game. However, that could, you know, maybe they're going to be changed. But more than anything, defensively, I mean, they're a bend but don't break defense. They were horrible in the red zone. They were horrible on third down.
They were healthy last year as well. A lot went their way last year is the way to put it. After a 2-5 start, a lot went their way.
No doubt.
9.5. And by the way, that 9.5 at most books juiced up to the over. You got to pay $1.30 on the over 9.5. I think what I really took from the article, and we had discussed it a little bit, but you go into great detail as to why. While you could be betting the Eagles as a regular season team, if you want to get involved in the futures market, you don't classify them as a postseason team, and there's a big distinction.
Because they can't throw the ball, nor can they defend against. I mean, until they beat a good quarterback, I mean, how are you going to buy into it? I mean, they lost to the Giants last year. Do you remember that game?
Yes, I do.
I mean, in the Meadowlands, they lost to the Giants. I mean, there is this perception that they're incredible and that they're Super Bowl bound, and they are a good team. But are they really a good team? Are they a good playoff team? I mean, that was 31-0 in the wild
card game. That game was embarrassing. That was not what the NFL was looking for as far as
they were playing, and they were rested. They were healthy. I mean, like, I just think to me, Eagles are very analytical based. I'm not against analytics. But I do believe football's like boxing. You got to spar rounds to get in shape. You just can't go out there. I mean, football's a contact sport. You're going to have some injuries. There's no denying it. And you've got to protect your older players and handle them. But you got to play good, too.
Look.
And to play good, you got to practice good.
And he has specifically said, you know, we're practicing less. And that was a 2-5.
Then what does that do for Jordan Davis? You know Jordan Davis is a fat guy. He's like me. You know he's going to, you know, gain weight just looking at food. You know, so you're not going to work with him? You're going to rest him? When he comes in at 380, what are you going to do?
Practice less, apparently.
And then here's the other thing. Don't tell me you're going to get him in shape for training camp because there's no time in training camp. It's 2 weeks and we're going.
We've discussed the reasons to like the over 9.5. Of course, they're in the NFC East, but they also play the AFC South and NFC North. So again, this is not an article about the Eagles being bad. This is an article about a tale of two seasons. One's the regular season and one is the postseason. That is what you lay out. And I think you did a good job with it. So the schedule's not overwhelming. I mean,
it's easy. It's another easy schedule. I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, what the Warriors were able to get through this year because of a lot of the injuries, you know, other teams. I mean, they were very fortunate last year. They were fortunate. And what I talked about, too, is I think Sirianni's basing this thing, and I used a James Clear quote, the American author who wrote the book Atomic Habits, where he talks about don't base something on one instance. Like, and I think that's what Sirianni's doing. We were healthy last year because we didn't practice that much, so I think we're going to carry it in. What happens if they get hurt this year? Is it because they practice too much?
Yeah, look at the schedule. At Lions, let's go ahead and throw that up again. We can try.
Yeah, put it back up.
At Lions, Vikings, Commanders, Jags. I mean, that is about that's a soft launch.
Let me ask you this question. Until they go to Arizona, they're going to be favorites in every one of those games.
At Lions,
and they were 9-8 last year.
What are they, Lane? 3.5 on the road to open week one? I'll get it to you right now, which is, to me, that's a Lions play, but you're 100% right. Hosting the Vikings will be favorites. Depending on how the Commanders start, that could be right around a pick 'em, maybe favorites in that game. And, of course, the Jags, they'll be favorites. So, yes, 100%. I'll give you week one's numbers. But that's it's an ideal launch to the season for the Eagles if you got the over 9.5.
And we know they start slow. I mean, last year, Hurts only had 2 fourth quarter comebacks all year. They were 9-8. He only played of course, he didn't play in the last game. They rested him for that playoff game. How'd that work out for him?
By the way, did you say 3.5, Santos, at the Lions? I got a book that's showing 4.5.
I can see it getting bet up.
The Eagles should not be laying 4.5. Look, week one, it just toss it up in the air and call it whatever.
It's too hard to predict.
It's way too ridiculous. Like, the Lions catching 4.5 at home is ridiculous.
Anybody in Survivor, if you take Philly in week one, you know, don't come crying to me that they lost the week one. I mean, because week one is the hardest week of all. Even whether you're in the league, out of the league, in Australia, you know, anywhere, it's hard.
And you know Australian football. You got ins over there. Hey, that's a tease. So when are we going to be posted? Do you know when Ben Fox gets that up over at VSiN.com? You can read it. We only gave you a sliver.
I would assume in the next hour. Yeah, okay. I would assume in the next hour. I'll tweet it out. Yep, well, okay. VSiN will tweet it out.
I question for you. Did you watch the match last night?
I didn't.
I bet Rodgers and Brady. It wasn't a crazy price. I swear to you, I didn't put it on for 1 second, and it was right in our backyard at the Wynn. I can't get into the celebrity golf matches. It doesn't matter who it is. Yesterday it was Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes, and Allen, and Rodgers hit a big putt to win it. I can't get into it. I don't know about you.
I can't either. I was watching some documentary on the overthrow of the German government with Adolf Hitler. It was fascinating. It was unbelievable. I was fully involved in it. It was like they had footage going back into the time. I didn't realize there was such upheaval in the country. It was like I had no time for it. I was too busy. I was alone on the couch. I was, you know, nobody was in the house, and I was going into documentary. You know, of course, I could always change to Jim Rockford at any moment too, Patrick.
If you get a chance today, if you could send me a link of that documentary, because that is right
it's
up,
fascinating.
That is right up my. I probably have seen it if it's a World War II situation.
I think it just came out. There's one I want to see that's coming out. Mrs. Payne, which is this woman who basically took in the Oswald family. And they've just released a documentary. She's the only living person from the Kennedy assassination that had a link to Lee Harvey Oswald. That one's coming out, I think, tomorrow. I just bought that on iTunes yesterday. I can't wait for that. But I'll send you the link. This is fascinating. And the pictures, and they get into a lot of details about so many of the coups to take Hitler's life.
I'd love to know.
That failed. That just failed. They were going to kill him in a museum, and he went through the museum in 2 minutes. They couldn't do it.
They tried to bomb him. It didn't work. Remember that?
That was an inside job. But that was the only way. And they have professors from a lot of great universities on it. It's tremendous. Look, I loved it.
Hitler getting bombed. Steph Curry dropping bombs tonight up in Oakland. We've got you covered.
Amal Shaw dropping bombs. Lock, watch out.
Just nobody's safe coming up next here in about 30 seconds.
We better get in the bunker.
Amal Shaw's going to join us. The bunker. I couldn't get into the match. I'm glad to hear you couldn't either, because I don't know. I felt like I was cheating a little bit. But
I like something that's real. You know, I want to either learn something or watch something. Hey, let me ask you this.
Okay,
I know we got to go to break, but
me.
We got to pick it up. We'll talk later.
Yep.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. In-game betting, got boosted odds specials and much more. Download BetMGM in the app today and start placing bets from anywhere here in Nevada. Bring that state-issued ID and you're ready to go. BetMGM.com, 21 years or older, 1-800-522-4700 if you have a gambling problem. Okay, we're going to say hi to Amal, but you left us with the ultimate tease. Michael Lombardi there. I'm Patrick Maher here. So well, what was the tease?
And I'm glad Amal's back for this because I would like his commentary on this. Can we put Amal in here for this, Amal?
One half of odds on. Amal Shaw joins us.
Hi, Jeff Amal. Van Gundy will not be with us tonight because he's got COVID. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Van Gundy does a good job on the broadcast, but the way you phrase it, I thought he might have passed. I wasn't sure.
No, he has. Well, let's be fair. He just has not COVID. Passed.
Of course, you brought it to a negative spot. I didn't mean he passed.
Phrase it properly. He will not be with us. Generally, when people are not with us, they're no longer available because they're deceased.
Semantics.
Good point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I could have worded it better. Granted, but I mean, I thought you would have known since he had COVID. But that's beside the point. It's on me. I'll take responsibility. However, does this mean, Amal, that we're going to get Mark Jackson completely? I like your thoughts.
I guess I won't be tuning in much. There's hockey on tonight, so audio will be on the National Hockey League. No reason to hear. I think Mike Breen does a tremendous job. I hope Mike Breen's the one doing the play-by-play tonight. You know, the jam posse I can always live without. But hand down, man down, if he's the only one there, should be pretty decent. I think Mark Jackson does a decent job.
I'll be with you. I'll be watching hockey. I'll go back and forth because I like to see that. But I think the mute button's in order tonight.
I just want to be very clear. Jeff Van Gundy is very much alive as we welcome
him. Yes, I did not imply that he wasn't.
Hey, you know what I was laughing about, Amal and Michael? We're talking about the importance of OTAs. Literally four of the best players in the NFL were golfing last night. Yet we sit here and stress about the OTAs, Amal. It's insane.
Yeah, you would have thought it was like the Camp David Accords or the Malta Conference that was going on based on how much they were publicizing this thing. I don't know anybody that watched it, but I'm sure there were a few people that, you know, turned on a TNT to watch four guys play football players play golf. I mean, there's not enough people tuning in to watch golf. You want to watch other people play a different sport? Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds like you weren't locked in, Amal, to be fair. You weren't watching
No. My remote refused to go to 245.
How about DJ? Can we talk about it quickly here? He's taking the Saudi money. Yeah. He's going to get guaranteed. Well, he's going to get up to 150 mil. Do either of you have thoughts? I know it's 125 guaranteed and then incentive based. It's going to get up to 150. Michael, do you have thoughts on what he's doing?
I'm a little confused. Are they going to play in America too? Or is it going to be a European tour?
It's overseas, from what I understand. And he's now in danger of losing that PGA card as well, because this is causing quite a chasm, not just amongst PGA officials, but other players as well.
I mean, but let's be clear here. Let's add it up, okay? You say you win $3 million a tournament, okay? You're getting $125 million guaranteed. You put the shoe on Amal, like, what would you do? How many tournaments do you have to win to accumulate $125 million?
81 tournaments, and you'd have to win an 82nd to actually exceed the 125. So let's just start there. But you got to win 42 tournaments to exceed it based on $3 million. Listen, Patrick already knows my answer would be to this one, and Michael, and I think you know my answer. I would 100% be in on taking that money. You know what? While they're sitting there worrying about the claret jug and all that, he can sit there and worry about where his investments are going.
No, and I don't want to hear that he's not going to get sponsorship. Like, they got sponsors in Europe. Like, I'm sure there's somebody, Irish whiskey, somebody will put a patch on them. I mean, I see sponsors everywhere. Like, they're not devoid of sponsors, right?
No, and by the way, I was completely wrong. There are going to be events in America, so let me just clarify. And he said he's fully committed to the PGA Tour, Michael, but he's losing sponsors already. He did lose as a result of the decision. He did lose a sponsorship yesterday. But I think Amal, Michael, can I ask you the question about the same one you asked Amal? Because, you know, everybody has a price. This price is outrageous. And I don't think I can really judge him for it.
I don't think, unless you walk in his shoes, do I think politically there's some issues you've got to cover? No doubt. We're talking just this deal. I'm not talking politics here. You know, and so for his family and for his life and for peace of mind, I don't know how you turn it down. I mean, somebody dangles $125 million in front of you, it's going to get your attention. Guaranteed, with a chance to earn another 25?
What would Mickelson get, Amal? If he got 125 guaranteed, what would Mickelson get? That would be an insane number, no?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. When you look at Phil's probably the second most popular player over the last 40 years behind Tiger.
Yes, of course.
You know, he would be able to command a ton of money. And look, I can't fault someone for taking the financial opportunity. And, you know, some of the guys not doing it, I don't think they're as secure as DJ is because, you know, DJ's had great success. He's made a lot of money. So even if things went awry, I think he's confident in terms of where he sits financially and career-wise and everything like that. But for me, I would 100% take the money.
Garcia, Poulter, Na, Westwood, Oosthuizen, Martin Keimer, whatever happened to him, Schwartzel. So those are some other names that will be involved in the LIV Golf Invitational Series. So,
Amal, since you're watching a lot of hockey, give us your view on the Rangers. Can we discuss that with the great goaltending that's been going on?
Well, listen, I told Mike Palm when they were down 3-1, I said, bet the Rangers. They're going to win the series against the Penguins. Shesterkin hadn't played well yet. They come back, take that series. Against Carolina, I told him, I said, down 3-2, they're winning this thing. Look at the last three games they've played. In the Carolina series, they were the better team for 5 out of the 7 games, and they were dominant in games 6 and 7. In the game last night, I thought in the first period, Tampa was the better team. After that, I thought the Rangers really flipped the switch, and they were outstanding, capitalizing on mistakes. I thought the fact that Tampa hadn't played in 9 days had a little bit of an impact. I think John Cooper's a terrific coach. He really does a great job of getting his guys ready, but I thought they were in a tough spot. Rangers flying high after that momentum. First game at the Garden in terms of the series since the Pittsburgh one hosting. And for me, I felt like it was a difficult spot there for Tampa. I think they'll be more competitive in game two, but I think the Rangers got a great shot to win this series.
Did you think that was mispriced last night?
I did. I thought the series price was out of whack.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And the question, I don't know where you set this total. They set it at 7, but game one, Edmonton, Colorado, would that end up 8-6? They got a tough one there. You could see a 7.5 in the series at some point.
Well, it was 7.5 at one point yesterday at DraftKings, and then it came down back to 7. I do think it would be a better defensive effort, but remember, Pavel Francouz is going to play in net tonight for the Colorado Avalanche. It'll be interesting to see who Edmonton goes with, whether it's Mike Smith or Mikko Koskinen.
Who do you like in the series? Obviously, you got a 1-0 lead here for the Avs going into game two.
Yeah. Well, I thought Colorado's the better team because they can defend a little bit better. I think the one question mark, and it proved itself on the other night on Tuesday, was the Oilers' inability to stop people defensively. Remember, we saw Calgary put up like 9 goals against them. I think that's an issue when you play a team that's got the offensive firepower that Colorado does. But I still believe the winner of the Stanley Cup is coming from the East, whether it's Tampa or the Rangers. I think one of those two teams is winning it all.
It appears, Jared.
You know,
go ahead, Michael.
The question I wanted to ask Vinny this, and we got off on a subject, so I'll ask you, Amal. Like, how I don't obviously know hockey very well, but how is it so much that when you're down 3-1 in hockey, teams come back? When you're down 3-1 in basketball, no, it's rare that anyone comes back. Like, how is it the series price, is there an adjustment because teams seem to be able to rally from this?
Yeah, Michael, it's a great question. And I think the difference is, you know, you look in football, and we talk about this all the time, teams 5 through probably 29 have a differential of about 3 to 4 players. Maybe it's the quarterback position, maybe it's an edge rusher or whatever that separates you. And in terms of the NHL, it really comes down to if you can get a good performance out of your goaltender. If you have a goaltender that's good enough to stop a couple of difficult shots, it's the difference between winning or losing a series. There was a shot, I think, in game number 6 early on, or might have been game 4, that Shesterkin had a stop on. Really changed the momentum of the game. I think it was against Sebastian Aho. It made a tremendous stop. And next thing you know, the Rangers go down and score, and then they take care of business. It really comes down to a play here or there. You know, you look in that Colorado game, Edmonton, they look like they're about to tie it up at 7. So I think in hockey, with the goaltending, the way you can theoretically defend, you can really put the other team in a difficult spot. And if you can get that goal or two, that's why it's so competitive. I think winning the Stanley Cup, in my opinion, of the 4 big sports, is the toughest achievement of winning a championship.
Agreed.
In those 4 major sports.
Can we throw up the game board for tonight? Do you have a philosophy? I know I always ask you this, but I love it. Do you have a philosophy as far as that puck line lane, the goal and a half, as far as getting plus money coming back the other way or taking the goal and a half? My assumption is you're more of a taker of the goal and a half.
No, I actually like to lay it, and I'll tell you why. I don't have the updated numbers, but in the beginning of the playoffs, out of the first 43 games, 36 games, teams won by 2 goals or more, and I think 5 of those 7 that didn't, they went to overtime. So
wow.
I think you had only two or three games in the first round that were won by a single goal that were in regulation. I love the plus price, Patrick, and I think when you look at how high scoring this series is, there's a strong possibility of that occurring again. Like, if you like Edmonton tonight, I would take a look at the reverse puck line. You're probably going to get 3.25 on Edmonton to win by two goals. You're up by 4-3. There's a possibility of an empty netter. Remember, nowadays, teams are much more aggressive in going for that empty netter as opposed to the fear of icing. I think the analytics has supported that, hey, if we get the goal here, the game's over, as opposed to worrying about a faceoff coming up deep in our zone.
Would you feel comfortable with the $1.30 on the over 7 tonight?
Yeah, here's the question I would ask you real quickly. Is either team going to be held to two goals?
No.
If you don't think so, then we get 3-3, and then we wind up with at least 7.
There it is. Amal Shaw, odds on next. Great job,
Great
Amal.
Job,
appreciate
Amal.
It.
Thank you, Amal.
Thank you, guys.
Here's a tease for you. What do Dan Campbell and Bill Belichick have in common?
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's a great deal. It's the summer special. It's only $39. It's insane not to invest through July 31st. So you're going to get everything we offer. Adam Burke's daily best bets as far as Major League Baseball. Jonathan Von Tobel through the finals here in basketball. Of course, Andy McNeil's Stanley Cup playoffs got plenty to go there. Plus, NFL preseason coverage, not to mention continued best bets as far as golf, UFC, USFL, NASCAR, and you get Point Spread Weekly, which is every Wednesday. It's so important. Make sure you get it. It's VSiN.com/summer. I'm going to get to Belichick, Michael Lombardi there. I'm Patrick Maher here. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Before we get out of here, we'll get a couple of plays on the NBA Finals tonight. I'll get to the similarities between Dan Campbell and Mr. Bill Belichick here in a second. But we do have, I guess, breaking news. So this, you can fill in the blanks if you haven't heard who this is. And all, this gentleman played in 166 games, 147 starts over 17 seasons, where he played with the Rams, the Bengals, the Bills, the Titans, the Texans, the Jets, the Bucks, and the Dolphins. Oh, and Washington. This quarterback has announced his retirement today. You want to guess who?
And who is Ryan Fitzpatrick?
That's exactly right. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, and it appears he has some wants to get into media. He is a different cat, right, with the beard. Remember him standing without a shirt on there at the Bills game. Ivy League educated, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is always that guy that teams were like, you know what, I think he can be a franchise guy, and he was just always teetering on that level, right?
I mean, he could get you to good. He couldn't get you to great. And give Mike Martz a ton of credit here. Mike Martz, you know, saw him at Harvard, drafted him, kind of developed him along, and he went to a lot of different places. But, you know, and then Chan Gailey fell in love with him up in Buffalo or at one of those places he was at, brought him to the Jets. I mean, he could throw the ball in rhythm. He was accurate. He was smart. He could process. And, you know, he had enough athleticism to get out of the way and make some plays. So, what a wonderful career the guy's had. And, you know, he knows a lot of different offenses. He knows he's been involved with them. You know, I mean, just think how bad Washington was last year. That was their quarterback. They neglected the quarterbacks in the draft to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and here he is retiring. I mean, that's not good planning if you want to look at it that way.
I shouldn't say franchise, but there's always a handful of guys that organizations, because there's enough talent there, that organizations talk themselves into. And,
right.
You know, and he's like the poster dude for that kind of quarterback.
Well, I think what happens oftentimes is in the league, and I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, where, you know, a coach gets a team from bad to good, and all of a sudden they start to win 10, but they can't win come playoff times. And often, I think it's because the quarterback. I mean, when you go through Marty Schottenheimer's career, some of the quarterbacks that he had to go to the playoffs with were not exactly great. Now, you know, he lost with Bernie Kosar in two conference championship games in Cleveland. You know, was Bernie a great quarterback? No, he was an effective one, certainly. You know, he was never a elite five, top five player. And sometimes, you know, you blame the coach when you have a good player and people have a hard time recognizing great. It's like last year, you know, I mean, Justin Herbert's great. I mean, let's face it. He's like we talk about, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Their defense was so bad. So, you know, that kind of masked a lot of it. Now, Staley's in charge of the defense. He's going to have to get them better in that area where they're going to waste the third year of a very economic friendly contract for Herbert, because he's going to be making $50 million in 2 years.
Oh, no doubt. Incredible. I hate to bring this up, but I'm sure you discussed it earlier on the pod. Marion Barber III has passed away,
yeah,
of course,
horrible.
The former Cowboy and Bears running back. I remember him back in college, Minnesota. He just, Nobody ran harder and tougher than this guy. Cause of death unknown. He was found unresponsive in his apartment there, Frisco, Texas. Pro bowler in 2007, Marion Barber III, RIP.
Yeah, Parcells drafted him. You know, he played in the same backfield as Lawrence Maroney. Maroney went first-round pick to the Patriots. Barber had the better career. You know, they both were running in that Glenn Mason one-back outside zone. Barber did it better than Maroney. Now, Maroney was great in college. It just didn't come. It's kind of Maroney kind of taught me about you better watch the runs you run on a college player, because, you know, what you see in college isn't what you get. It's even harder now with running backs because of all the RPO game. So, you know, Barber was a good player for them at the Cowboys. He ran hard. And it was another example, Patrick, of a player not having great size and speed but being a really good football player.
Yeah, it's too bad. You hate
that it's horrible.
Flash.
I mean, you know, and then, you know, we had our days off, but to the Jeff Gladney car accident in Fort Worth or Dallas, that's just tragic as well. You know, he got an opportunity. You know, he got cut from the Vikings for domestic violence. That case got dropped. He got re-signed by the Cardinals to kind of restart his career. Again, I'm not talking political here. I'm talking about his career. And then for the young man and his girlfriend to die in a car accident, it's just tragic.
Yep. It seems like the bad news continues to pile up, and
yeah,
it's unfortunate. Okay, we transition a little bit here. I mentioned that Dan Campbell, and I'm telling you right now, there's some buzz in Detroit around Campbell. It wasn't just year one and kind of the bravado. He wasn't a good in-game coach. But I think often, like, after a couple of games, you saw real emotion. Like, he was crying at the podium. And while that can go one of two ways, I can tell you with family and friends there, he's kind of galvanized the fan base, that being Dan Campbell. So I mentioned that he and Bill Belichick have something in common, and that is neither have decided on who's going to be the offensive play caller this year. Remember, and to be fair to Campbell, he took over last year from Anthony Lynn, I think right around week nine-ish, and the offense got markedly better. And his passing game coordinator at the time was Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson is the offensive coordinator for the Lions this year. But Campbell has said so far through OTAs, he hasn't decided if it's going to be him or Ben Johnson calling the plays literally on the field. But that falls in line with what your buddy Bill Belichick's doing up there in New England, keeping it
well.
Covert.
As I wrote about this in the Daily Coach. I think it was from Tuesday. I get to today because of Memorial Day. But there's a specific reason why Belichick doesn't name the offensive coordinator in title. And if you read the column, you know, you understand it's about leadership. It's about he's not going to give somebody a title that's not earned, just like he doesn't give somebody a starting job that's not earned. And he doesn't want all the pressure to be on the guy because everybody will come searching for, you know, who's the offensive coordinator? Who can we blame when he wants the blame to come directed towards him. Campbell, I think, is about comfort more than anything. I mean, I don't think he has any problem giving somebody the title. But I think he wants the offense to be done in his style and his vein. And, you know, look, they were in a lot of close games last year. I mean, let's face it, they should have won the Baltimore game. There was a false start. There was a delay of the game penalty in the Baltimore game, which would have knocked that, 65-yarder that Tucker hit back 5 yards, right? They wouldn't have won that game. And, you know, they come out of the bye week. They get blown out by Philly going in the bye. They play Pittsburgh to a tie. You know, Cleveland's a field goal game at the end. They come back and play the Bears in another two-point game. You know, the Minnesota, they finally win a game. They break that bubble. And, you know, and then they go out to Denver and get killed. It's just up and down, you know. And so they were so bad offensively on third down, so bad in the red zone. But there's a lot of improvement that they can make. It's just going to be, do they have enough talent to make it? I mean, as bad as they were on offense, the numbers tell you how bad they were on defense as well. 29th in third down, 31st in the red zone. I mean, he's got a lot of work ahead of him.
I'm not trying to pile on, but part of that was just what was left behind talent-wise defensively. Yeah. Remember, they tried to build that defense to settle with or kind of match Patricia's scheme, whatever that was. And so slow linebackers, the cupboard was bare. And Okuda goes down injured, so he was out for essentially the whole year. So I guess I'm making excuses for the Lions at this point.
No, you're not, because, look, this is something we talk about all the time. Do they give away houses in Beverly Hills? Of course they don't, right? You got to earn it. So whenever a coach comes in to become the head coach, he typically doesn't take over a very talented team. You know, like
right.
Josh McDaniels is really fortunate. He's taking over a team with a quarterback. Now, you know, I've had issues with Carr in terms of holding the ball, making loose plays, but he's a top 10 quarterback based on his numbers. Rarely do those jobs open up. Usually the vacant lot opens up and you got to build a house, and that's what Campbell's got to do. That's why he got a 6-year contract.
What are the vibes coming out of Raiders camp early on here?
I think they're coming good. You know, and just obviously I talked to my sons. I think the vibes in Carolina camp are positive too. I think, you know, Ben McAdoo has kind of given them a little bit of structure to their offense. I know Joe Brady came in with a lot of PR and a lot of cachet because of the LSU, but, you know, McAdoo is kind of running offense before and has been successful. I mean, look, he got the head coaching job of the Giants because what he was able to accomplish with the offense when he was the OC. So I think that change the line coach, I think, really is going to help them. Icky, the kid they drafted in the first round, I think will be certainly a better player at left tackle. It's all going to come down to Darnold or who they get if they get Mayfield.
Baker, do you see that there was a report that Baker and Odell didn't get along? Shocker. Again,
shocker.
You're going to have to pay Cleveland a bunch because they don't know what's happening with Deshaun. So whether Baker's upset, like the Deshaun Watson thing continues to get weirder and weirder, as you know,
yep,
with more complaints filed against him. So the Baker situation, I don't think we're close to that being rectified quite yet.
No.
Now.
I think in July. I think before
I would
camp
agree
it
with
will
you.
Be.
So in the NFL, you can go worst to first. It's happened. This team, though, it would be a shock. A Jets cornerback said it would, quote, not be far-fetched for the Jets to be in the Super Bowl this year. We'll come back and discuss next here, Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleash the spirit of Vegas. BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can use, you know, the app or go to the site. You get reward points. It's a loyalty program, which gives you points that you can redeem towards dining, shows, hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts, properties located Vegas and nationwide, or just online with the bonuses and comps. Make sure you check it out. It's like your credit card. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. 21 years or older if you want to get involved. Again, BetMGM reward points right now. Go check them out as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. I think I scared him away. I think that's what happened. I can hear Michael in the background. He's having some technical issues. He can't hear me right now. But I think it was talking about the Jets potentially, I don't know, going to the Super Bowl. So this comes from DJ Reed, who just inked a 3-year, $33 million deal with the Jets back in March. So if you take a look at the numbers, the Jets currently, they're 125 to 1 to win the Super Bowl this year. So that's tied for the third lowest odds as far as the NFL at this stage in the offseason. However, DJ Reed says, you know, I don't think it is. He was talking to the New York Post recently, And he said, it's not too far-fetched to think that the Jets could be in the postseason this year or the Super Bowl. Now, he does have a little experience. You think about DJ Reed. He was a rookie the year San Francisco went 4-12. And remember what happened the following year. They lost to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So what he's saying is there's a chance. 4-12 to a Super Bowl appearance for the 49ers. And he looks at the New York Jets in a similar spot. So the Jets, of course, fortified the defensive secondary, which was a struggle last year. Of course, they added Reed, Whitehead in free agency, and they drafted Sauce Gardner. So those are big additions. Obviously, Wilson has become the conversation as far as what he's going to be in year two. But they made a major splash in the offseason, the Jets, by selecting three players in the first round in the NFL draft. They got Sauce Gardner, who I just mentioned, the cornerback who everybody loves. They got Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver there out of Ohio State. They also added the defensive – Breece Hall, they added the Iowa State running back. So they got a bunch of dudes. You don't win a draft. You don't win a Super Bowl. You don't make the postseason through a draft. But they got a bunch of reasons to be excited there, the Jets. Let me give you the numbers here. Make the postseason. We're not just talking Super Bowl. We're talking postseason. Make the postseason. No, minus 1,100. Obviously, yes, coming back the other way, it's plus 700, so 7-1. You see the Super Bowl odds at 125-1. Conference odds for the Jets at 66-1. I'll get to the schedule. You can leave that schedule up because it's important. You see the win total at 5.5. You got to pay a bunch. $1.45 on the over. You go in division. The Bills are big-time favorites in the East at minus 225. The Dolphins plus 3. You know, it's interesting with the Dolphins. The juice last year was all on the Patriots because they spent a fortune in free agency in the offseason. They're sitting 5-1 on the board. The Dolphins, that's the juice this year. That's the perception within that division, plus 380. The Jets are sitting 19-1. So DJ Reed bullish on the Jets. Odds makers, not so much. The market, not so much. Here's where it gets interesting if you want to talk about the Jets. And we can go ahead and throw that schedule up because I find this schedule to be fascinating. You start with the AFC North. Start with the Ravens. Look at this. The Ravens, their first four out the gate. This is a team that could be 0-9. The Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals at the Steelers to start the year for the Jets. All right? Four wins last year. And Michael talks about it ad nauseum. It wasn't just four wins last year. And keep that schedule up because I want to go through it. But it was statistically, when you really comb through the numbers, both offensively and defensively, they weren't even a four-win team. They were horrible defensively. You then go at Steelers, so you finish up the AFC North. You then go Dolphins, Packers, at the Broncos. You come home Patriots, Bills, then a bye in Week 10. A very distinct possibility that the Jets are looking 0-9, right in the face. And you got to get to 6. So then you come out of it. It's not great when you come out of it because you go to New England, and then it starts to soften up a little bit. You get the Bears at Vikings, not easy, at Bills. This is a brutal schedule. If you're betting the over 5.5, you're hoping to steal a couple in that first 9 before the bye, and then you're looking to get fat towards the end of the year. Lions, Jags, at the Seahawks, at the Dolphins. It's where you're really looking to make hay. This is towards the end of the year for a team that went 4-13. Obviously, Wilson is the big question and what he's going to be. Will he make that leap in year two? You don't like to see. Well, it's interesting about the Jets, and I saw it as well with Najee Harris. Najee Harris adding like 45 pounds. Najee Harris isn't the quickest of running back. And talking about gaining weight, it's not something you like to see in the offseason. That's what they're talking about with Wilson. Apparently, Wilson's coming into the year much bigger, much more jacked. So Jets fans are excited, and there's reasons to be excited. But, you know, DJ Reed talking about potentially going to the Super Bowl, there were a lot of things fortuitous. There were a lot of fortuitous bounces for the 49ers going from four wins, and obviously the quarterback position is where you start, to obviously a Super Bowl appearance the following year. So maybe pump the brakes just a little bit with the predictions as far as the New York Jets are concerned. I think I scared Michael. Is he still out? Tell him to plug the headset in. Either that, or he just got so bitter and was like, dude, if you're going to talk to me about the Jets making the Super Bowl, let alone making the postseason, I can't be involved in this conversation. Okay, there it is. And there's your boy, Mr. Wilson, who's looking for that second-year bounce. without Michael, let's head over to the NBA where we kick it off tonight as far as the NBA Finals. I'm looking forward to this. You got a series price right now, 150. You know, it's interesting. On Monday, we were sitting here, it was 160. So you've started to see game one as far as Warrior action from 3.5 up to 4. But the series price, even that straddle's shortened up a little bit. The series price is getting interesting. Anywhere between 155 and 160 a couple days ago, and now you're seeing the Warriors a 150 favorite, and the Celtics coming back plus 135, plus 140-ish, somewhere in that range. Game one, as I mentioned earlier, open 3.5. As I look right now, pretty much, you know, most, it's 50-50 right now as far as the numbers, 3.5 and 4. As far as if you're shopping for the best number, you want to lay it with the Warriors, you get that 3.5. If you want to take it with the Celtics, you can find the 4. What I find interesting as far as this matchup is concerned, I think the Celtics, Robert Williams is going to be key, not just playing, because we saw him play in Game 7, but he was completely ineffectual. But as far as a defensive anchor, I think he matters here. With a team that likes to switch so much against that constant fluidity and that constant motion with the Warriors, you know, this isn't the Heat. If you're a Celtics backer, I would caution a little bit here. This is not the Heat's offense where you could really focus and hunt. You could look for, obviously, the only scoring threat in Butler. These are two of the greatest shooters of all time. So if you sag, as opposed to, you know, if you sag off them and you play any level of zone against the Warriors, they're just going to kill you with their shooting. And it's just a cutting offense that's hard to prepare for. Specifically, as you get into a rhythm of a series, I think it'll be easier for the Celtics. But I think game one's a tough hill to climb as far as a 3.5. The total surprises me as far as an opener. In fact, we had Vinny in a little bit earlier. He said he opened at 210.5. A couple of books opened 211. You see the 213.5. So this is getting bet to the over. The numbers and the splits, which you can find over at VSiN.com. John Ewing sent the splits over a little bit earlier. 66% of the handles, 65% of the bets right now on the over. As far as the side, by the way, you got 78% of the bets coming in on the Warriors, 83% of the handle on the Warriors. And that's why you've seen that kind of in line go 3.5 to 4. But you take a look at the stats as far as these two teams. They split the regular season series, just two games, each one on the other's wood. But the under over the last 26 meetings between the two, and you can take this for what it is, but the under 19-7 in the last 26. The Celtics have been awesome. And I'm talking awesome on the road this year in the postseason. 7-2 straight up, 8-1 ATS. But then it's kind of the same story with the Warriors. The Warriors at home are 9-0 at home at the Chase Center. And they are 7-2 ATS at home in the postseason. You think? Santos just said in my ear, we won't have Michael. I'm sure he's waiting for his last 30 seconds. Thank you, Santos. Appreciate it. I do think the rest advantage matters coming into game one. Remember, it wasn't just a 7-game series against the Heat, also a 7-game series against the Bucks. So the Celtics have been through it. A healthier rotation right now with the Warriors. You got the depth. Third iteration for this Warriors team in a finals, so the experience is there. I think the home court is legit. If you take a look at the Chase Center, there were concerns about this team moving from Oakland, which has a grittier personality, as opposed to going to San Francisco. I don't know about you, but the Chase Center seems loud AF. It seems loud as we've heard them back in Oakland. So, again, I don't think it's an indicator of the series, as we see the series price kind of tighten up with Boston getting some love. But I do think that the Warriors are in an awesome spot tonight. Feel comfortable laying the 3.5 with them. Have no play on the total, which is all the way up to 213.5. Michael mentioned earlier when it got up to 214, he liked the under there. All right? So check that out. Michael will be back tomorrow, and I am going to put him on the spot and ask him about the Jets. Coming up next, Odds On with Amal and Mike. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.